Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, Matt. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. My name's John. I'm the director here. Tara asked me to jump on the line.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. I have my microphone up.
No, you're right.
Okay. Tara wanted me to go over some pricing with you. She's asking me to apply some credits here, see if we can get the rate down, and then she wanted to see what I could do about getting a website for you, too. She wants to waive the fees on the site so we can get you a .com. Okay, I see what she's doing. I'm going to push this through. Did you have a good conversation with her? Do you feel like she explained everything properly?
Oh, yeah. No, I totally understand. I just took financial right now because I'm so slow.
I gotcha. Yeah, once it dips into like money and discounts and credits, then they have to get a supervisor on the line. So,
right.
All right, let me see what I can do for you here. The major benefit to you though is the availability, you know, more so than the cost. I mean, I don't know how long you've had your business, but we haven't had a spot available for any GCs in this area for about 11 months.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because it's based on availability. Like when you do the search on Google, let's just say you typed in hardwood floors as an example.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a map, and then there's three guys that'll show up for about a 40-mile radius.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty large service area, but those three guys capitalize on about 90% of the traffic that happens on Google. Yeah, most people don't usually go to the bottom of the first page or page two, you know, when they're looking for a contractor.
Oh, right, yeah.
They're all picking the top guys, so... You know, usually when a position opens up, Google will give us a list of the companies that they feel could be qualified candidates, and then Tara goes down the list with a few of my other reps here, and we just try to fill that spot. Once we fill it, it's closed out, though, so that's the advantage, is you don't have to worry about it going to another competitor in the area. You know, you get to keep that spot until you either discontinue it or relocate to another area. So,
okay.
I'm sure you can see a value in being listed on Google in front of your competition, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It's far more valuable than a website. I mean, we'll still get the website built for you, but the value is really the placement, you know? There's guys out there
that
make the mistake of investing all this money into a website, and then it doesn't show up at the time people are looking for their help, and it doesn't really do them any good.
Right.
So the placement's the moneymaker. We have a package here. It's called our Platinum Package. It comes with the website and a few other features, like first page placement on Bing, Amazon Alexa devices, and the Apple Safari search engines for the iPhones. And then it also has like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. I feel like this package will just blow Home Advisor by Angie's out of the water. She sent me this link for your Home Advisor by Angie's here.
Yeah, I just signed up for that.
Yeah, it'll blow it out of the water because those guys, they get their leads from Google. They just resell them. So the leads go to like five people and then they charge you whether you get them or not. So we'll list you independently for people to be able to call you directly without the lead fees. So you don't have any extra charges throughout the month. It's just a flat rate. But usually for the Platinum Bundle. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have a question?
No.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. I think it's a little delay. Okay. But usually for the Platinum Bundle, it's advertised on our site at $399 month to month.
Okay.
With the discounts that Tara requested, if you wanted to come on board with us today, I could get it down to just $199. And then I could waive any setup fees on the website as far as like purchasing your domain name for you and everything.
Right.
So that's a huge savings. I mean, a website alone is usually going to cost you a lot more than just $199, but to be able to
get
the placement, the site, you know, get you up and running and put it in position for you to make that money back fairly quickly. You know, it's a great package deal there, but I know Home Advisor by Angie's is pretty pricey. And if you're doing that, you know, most guys that I talk to that are doing that are usually kind of strapped, but What do you,
yeah, it's pretty expensive. I was, that sounds pretty good. I just, like I said, I could try and put it on a credit card, but that's kind of the only way I could do it right now.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, like I said, you know, if you try it out, it's months to months. You're not signing any long-term contract or anything, but I'm sure if you do side by side, you know, the proof is really in the pudding. It'll be a no-brainer for you as not having to pay those lead fees every month.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it is pretty expensive.
All right. So the first and foremost, the thing that we have to do is make it so your business even exists on Google. So we got to
create that. Well, yeah, that's kind of why I've been trying to get my name online and, you know,
do all
this stuff.
I'm going to create it right now. That's the first thing we do. We create the listing and then we verify it. So I'm going to send you a receipt. And then there's a form that you got to fill out and send in, and that's how you get Google verified. Okay, and then even if you leave our services later, you'll stay Google verified. You still keep your business profile, all your reviews and everything on Google.
Okay.
On the first page of Google, Matt, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, this is the only phone I got.
Okay. So 330-293-1910.
Yep.
All right, and I'm assuming Matt's short for Matthew, just like the Bible?
Yepers.
All right, two T's?
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm John, just like the Bible, so that's why I say it that way.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right, and then they're going to send you this PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It'll say Google on it. It'll say MJC Remodeling, and there'll be a little five-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you. When it comes in, and that's how you get that red dot on the map there. Where do I send that?
Email?
It's going to come in the physical mail. It's like a postcard that comes
in
the actual mail.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 3101 State Route 534.
State Route 534. Rock Creek?
It's, Rock Creek. Yep.
I got it. 44084.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. They already had your city, state, and zip on there. They just wanted me to confirm the street address and then ask you, did you want to hide your street address online?
Yeah, I'd rather.
Okay. It'll still say Rock Creek, Ohio, and they'll have the zip code on there and your number, your reviews, link to the website. It just won't have the actual, like, street address there.
Okay.
All right, and then what's your last name and your email address where I could send everything in writing?
Last name is Cox, C-O-X.
Okay.
And email is Irish.
Okay.
3677@gmail.com.
Okay, and you get texting on this number we're on?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. And do you have a logo for your business yet or pictures of work that you've completed in the past that we could use for your website?
Yeah, I got a bunch of pictures.
Okay.
I don't really have a logo or anything, just from what I made, like from cards and stuff. But
okay, we can help you with the logo. That's not a problem. But we do want to build kind of like a visual portfolio of some projects, especially for the larger jobs. That way people have, like, something to reference off of.
Yeah, I got plenty of pictures.
Okay. All right, so I shot you one text message here. I don't know if that went through, but that's my direct number and extension. And then I'm also sending you the email address for you to send in your pictures. And then I'll put in a request here for our graphic design team to help you with the logo during your client interview. Our client interview process, it usually takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window, and that's where they'll go over, like, the logo. We'll get the domain for your website, get an idea on how you want that to look, start working on that. And then they'll also go over all the services you provide and the area that you're covering, so that way we can target the right clients for you and make sure you're getting ideal customers or opportunities from this. So what do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
Really mornings are probably best, mornings or evenings.
Okay. The earliest I could do tomorrow would be like 10 to 11 a.m. if you wanted to do it today, I could have a client interview representative with you, you know, in about 20 minutes.
I mean, 10, 11, that should be all right. I don't have to go on tomorrow. So that's
okay. Okay. So it's usually pretty quick. It's all over the phone. I mean, they're not going to ask anything you don't know already off the top of your head about your business. We just want to make sure that we're listing you for the right things in the right areas. You know, we don't want people calling you about stuff that's too far away or not an actual service you provide and wasting your time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. And I just wanted to confirm, actually, too. So your hours of operation are 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, right? There's no change?
Correct.
Okay.
No.
Saturday and Sunday. Do you want to leave it closed, or are you open to doing, like, by appointment only? So that way it looks like they could still call.
Yeah, I could do that on weekends, just by appointment.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm not getting 100 million calls.
And I like that too, especially when we're just starting out, you know. I want to make sure that we have you well into the green before the next bill rolls around, so I don't have to worry about losing you after doing all this work and getting it up and running, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then is the billing address for your card the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all the same.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
All righty. 4447.
4447?
Yep.
Okay.
9626.
9626?
Yep. 9036.
9036.
5907.
5907. Okay, I'm going to send you a receipt and everything and write. Oh, actually, what's the expiration date, month, and year?
Expiration is 625.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back.
507.
507. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to send you a receipt. It's okay. I know how that goes. I always say by the time I remember it, or even worse, if my wife remembers it, it's time to get a new card.
Yep.
Yeah. Nowadays, I just show up at home, and then there's all these boxes on my doorstep because we're getting closer to the holidays, and I got two boys. She's just buying stuff without even telling me, and I'm like, I had my wallet with me the whole time, so I was like, how did you do it? She was like, well, there was one that's saved in there already, and then I remembered the other one. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, man.
I'm like, it's your guys' stuff, too, but at least you could do is ask, you know.
Hey, geez. Right, just tell me. Geez.
Just run it by me so I know what's going on. You know, I could have been on the bank for, or on the phone with the bank for an hour, like, disputing stuff, and you're over here buying it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you're going to get a couple of texts and emails. Let me know when these come through. It's going to have everything outlined in writing. So it's a true month-to-month service. Your first month's payment's going to go through today. It's November 20th, 2024. The next bill will be due on December 20th, 2024, and it'll be reoccurring on the 20th day each month at $199. So the discount that I applied for you, it's indefinite. It's not going to go back up to the original pricing structure or change. You'll actually keep that as long as you're with us.
Okay.
And then you can cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties, anything like that. We want you guys coming back on your own. If you are going to discontinue, though, please let us know before your next bill is due, or like before the 20th day, so that way we could stop it from auto-charging. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like Google would be a better option than Angie.
It's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. Even systems like Home Advisor by Angie utilize Google advertising to get the leads that they sell to you. Yeah. So basically, if you're buying a lead off Home Advisor by Angie's List, you're already buying leads from Google. It's just those ones are really saturated because Angie's wants a lead fee from like 5 people instead of just giving it to you, right? So because it goes to 5 people, you know, you maybe have like a 20% chance of landing the job in the first place that you just paid 20, 30 bucks for. And so, you know, you're going to need to buy probably like 4 or 5 leads for every job that you get realistically. And it's just not cost efficient. So with this, we're cutting out your middleman in the situation and actually listing you in the local businesses category independently. So people will see your own business up there, your phone number. They'll be able to call you directly without being subjected to the lead fees or the leads going to four or five competitors.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah. More people actually call guys off the first page of Google than go to Home Advisor by Angie's List, by the way. About 90%.
Yeah, that's what I always heard.
Yeah.
Because I always, like, I wanted to be on Google, but I didn't know how it works as far as going on there.
Home Advisor by Angie's just not really easy for them either. Like, if it's an older customer, they have to fill out this form online, and it's, like, 20 questions, like, one after the other. And by the time you answer the 10th question, you're just over it, you know? On Google, you could just click on their phone number, and it calls them directly right there from your phone. Yeah, it's a click-to-call feature. Yeah, so it's like they just need to talk to you about it, not sit there and fill out this big old form and, you know. So a lot of them just end up leaving that. That's why I was telling you, go ahead.
No, you're fine. That's what I was just saying.
Yeah.
Especially for the price cost is...
Oh, yeah. Well, I got you a really low rate. So, like, we do have other features that we could add. Like, if you wanted to do Facebook advertising, that would make the price go up a little bit. And we have Google Ads and Google Guarantee. What I offered you is our Platinum package. This is, like, for a business that just started, like, yesterday and just needs to get everything up and running, let the world know that they exist, and then obviously get the first page placement, you know, within their community. So I only charge for the Google Places placement and getting that first page listing, and then I included the website for you at no extra cost.
Okay.
You know, obviously if you do want to add Facebook and things like that, I could do that for you too, but, you know, my plan was to just kind of get your foot in the door so that way you could see what we're talking about as far as, like, the difference and how your customers are contacting you and what we do, and then, you know, if later if you decide that you want to upgrade or do something else, those doors are always open because those services aren't based on availability like these local listings are.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you ever say, hey, I want to do some Facebook ads, but you don't want to have a whole different company do it or hire somebody to do it, just let us know, and then you'll have to pay what the budget is for Facebook. So it's like we're hosting it for you, doing all the legwork without actually charging you any difference. It's the same thing you'd be paying if you did it yourself. Yeah.
Okay. I got your text, so.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you should have a username and password for a tracking system in there. We do have a tracking system and an app that'll show you all the leads we're bringing in, and if you're missing calls, it'll save their information. You could also request Google reviews through that app. There'll be a YouTube video sent to you. It's pretty easy. It's about 7-8 minutes long. It shows you how to use it and send people the review requests when you finish jobs. You could even send that to people you've worked with in the past if you want to try to build up your reviews and reputation.
Okay.
And then there's also a Google verification form. That one's really important. Same thing with your subscription terms. You want to make sure you sign those and fill those out. That's the only technical thing you'll ever have to do, legwork-wise. The verification form is just, you know, license, insurance, business registration, if it's required by your state. It has little red marks next to it, so it'll let you know, like, what's required, and then we also have 24/7 customer service, so if you're having any trouble with it, just call in. We can make sure we get you verified up and running, okay? We'll walk you through it. The way we operate is everything's month to month, so it's like, you know, we're not getting paid unless the business owners that we're working with is getting paid, you. So,
right.
Yeah, so we walk you through it. We kind of treat everybody like they're like 7 years old and computer illiterate, you know? We don't expect you to really do anything. Unless it's something that we literally can't do on our own, like grab your license and your paperwork for you, you know?
Right, gotcha.
Okay, so that concludes the initial setup process. I know it's probably a lot of information. Only things I want you to focus on right now, Matt, is just signing the outline of the agreement there called your subscription terms, and then try to work on that verification form as best you can. And then we're going to circle back with you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. They'll send you a text message reminder at 9 o'clock, just as a heads up. Make sure it's still a good time for you. And then we'll walk you through the setup process from there, okay?
Okay.
All right, Matt. Well,
all right,
again,
good.
Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. My number's in there too, by the way. So if you want to be able to just call me back directly, you can. Just hit that extension 544 in there, and it'll call me direct.
All right, perfect.
All right, Matt. You have a great night. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 10.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.